arm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We got so much to talk about. I thought, oh, this is going to be a slow news day. That is not going to be the case. So lots of great things have just come out just here in this late afternoon. So I've got so much to share with you. But we're going to go ahead and make sure that we share the things that I had on the thumbnail to make sure that you guys get all that great information too. All right. I'm Melissa Redpill. We are busy red pilling all day long. That's what we do, right? And I know you guys are busy sharing all this great information. So just keep it up. Keep it up. That's our job. That's what God has called us to do, and that's what we're going to do. If you are new here, we look at the current events in the light of God's Word, because this is literally biblical, and I don't have my website up, but it's, oh, there it is, melissaredpill.com or freedomforce.live. But check out melissaredpill.com. That's probably the easiest way to do it, and lots of videos over there, over 1,000 videos, so you can find out how this is literally biblical. And you can check out the End Times information, all this for free over here on End Times intro. It's on freedomforce.live/endtimes. All of our social media is right here. That's the real Melly, because there's a lot of fake Mellies out there, and lots of great information about your health, audiobooks, all that good stuff is right there. Hit the like button right now. Let's do it right now before we forget. And I know you're going to like it ahead of time. You always do. We always have we look at things, like I said, biblically, so we know that this is our great day that we've been waiting for, that we're going to win. We're going to defeat these people, and we're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. That's what we're doing. That's my the main book that I wrote. The first one that I wrote is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Remember this. Everybody say it with me. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. That's exactly it. And if you want to share a video, I think this one right here, is this the Great Awakening? That is the best one to share with someone, just so they get a little taste of what is the good news of the kingdom, the good news of the end times. All right, so let's jump in. Let's go. All right, so this is the first thing I wanted to share with you guys, that is the bad news for the bad guys, because they thought they were so smart and they were so protected by all their cronies, like they always have been, that they made a very, very, very bad move when they raided Mar-a-Lago. Not just because it was a bad optics and all that, but because it is allowing the grand jury to be done in Florida. You guys probably already know that, because I posted that on social media today. That is gigantic. That is, because they've always had their cronies up in Washington, D.C., all their judges, all the people who are up there, like 99% are in on it. And, you know, or at least, you know, support them and would never vote against them. You know, just, I mean, it is really hard to buck the system if you live in Washington, D.C. Let's just be honest. It's everybody's is on the same the same page, but not in Palm Beach County. I think that's the county, right? But not in Palm Beach. They don't care anything about that. They just want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. So help us, God. We got to get down to the truth about this. So this grand jury, it's huge. That's massive loss for them. They will not have their paid off judges. They will not have their paid off or you know their buddies on the jury. They will not have all the things that they've had in the past. So they are panicking. They are panicking because this the real truth is going to come out. All right. So that was the first thing, and then this was what MJ Truth posted. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he was saying, and I believe this is very, very true, Trump baited them into this because, okay, of course, they were wanting to get the evidence that just came out in the annex. They thought this was covered up, and they were trying to, you know, make sure that this would never see the light of day, that shows in their own words that they were cooking this whole thing up with Hillary and all the things that they were doing, and having the FBI, the CIA, and their media assets joining along with them. And so that's why they had to raid Mar-a-Lago to see if they could get this information. And I don't know where Trump hid it, but it wasn't there. They were not able to get it. And therefore, it now has come out to the light of day. We've all shared this. And if you haven't seen that video that I was reading, a lot of this, the pages from, the, not a lot, but just a few of the pages of the annex, go right here to public understanding of events just around the corner, right there. I'm going to go ahead and share that post with you guys because that is, that's a big one because everyone needs to, you know, get a snippet, you know, at least a modicum of understanding of what that annex is about because it is the smoking gun of what they were doing. So I'm going to pop that into the chat right now for you guys. So if you want to make sure and share that in the comments, please. And then I wanted you to see before I even go on back to the other things that we're talking about. While we're on the Russiagate thing, I just want you to see this. This is one of the things that I shared on that video. If you haven't seen it, make sure you share, you save that link and you share it and you watch that if you haven't seen it already. It's that this is how they've been playing us. This post right here shows how they've been playing us all our lives. This was sent from Leonard Bernardo. He says, "Hi, HRC approved Julia's idea, her idea about how to basically frame Trump and make it look like he's working with Putin to hamper the elections." And it's anything but. And says, "Oh, this will distract. This will distract the people from Hillary's emails." You see how they play us? This is what they're doing. We're seeing their communication between each of them, and this is how they've played us. And because they put it all out there in the media, and they all say it from every side, on the radio, on the TV, on the internet, on the CIA and the FBI and all these ones, most people just go, okay, well, that must be true because it's coming from all sides, and we aren't believing them anymore. So it doesn't really matter for us, but for normies who still are believing the fake news, then this is important for them to see. This is their interpersonal communication. This is the smoking gun showing how they are talking about us, how they're going to fool the people. This will distract the people. You see that right there? This will distract the people. All right, so all this is going to come out in this grand jury. This is just an example, as well as the annex, like I said, that I go into on this video, annex declassed right there. All right, so that's really great. And so President Trump is having a great time. All right, so the other thing that about with framing President Trump is now they can be summoned to the grand jury in Florida, and Obama cannot plead the Fifth because he has immunity from prosecution. So there's no reason for him to plead the Fifth. So now he has to tell the truth, and if he lies as a private citizen about what he did as a president, he will no longer have that immunity. And that is the trap that Obama is now facing. The other thing I wanted you to see is that this whole criminal conspiracy, okay, here it is, because of this raid at Mar-a-Lago, the FBI and the DOJ framing the entire Russiagate hoax is a broad criminal conspiracy. And I'll tell you, the clock starts ticking on the day they raided Mar-a-Lago. And that's what MJ Truth Ultra is going into. Here's his post right here. I'll post this for you guys, so you'll have that. You can look into that more in detail. It's about Dan Scavino's post and Q post and all that. I'm not going to go into that right now because our time will run out if I go into all that. But anyway, the point is the clock started ticking on this criminal conspiracy on 8/8/2022. And that's when Jack Smith initiated this raid to go try to get the evidence of what they were doing. And that's what's that's what's got them all in a bind now, because now they're going to have to go and be held to an account in Florida. Okay, I'm going to pop this into the chat right now so you guys can go grab that and put it in the comments. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your cooperation, as President Trump always says. Your attention to this matter. All right, this is that Jack Smith guy, and he's the one who initiated the raid, right? And so this is where, actually, I didn't mean to get off into this whole thing, but might as well just say it now, is that CIA director Ratcliffe brought this out, that he has fudged with the documents. He has been manipulating the documents, and now he doesn't know how to explain it. He's kind of like, well, you know, all this truth is coming out about what they've done. And, you know, he didn't just make a little mistake. The reason that he was manipulating the documents was to hide, obfuscate the truth, right? So now it's all coming down around their ears, and they will be held to an account in not in Washington, D.C. All right, so that is really, really great news. And let me see. I have the other thing I wanted you to see. All right, so let me see. What is the next thing? Okay. Is there something else with the Russia gate? No. I'm going to do that one next. Okay. So now, the next thing I wanted to say, to tell you guys, on that, on the thumbnail, I was talking about Tulsi's most recent drop. Did you guys see this? Mike Lindell just told us the other day on that video that I was just talking about, Mike Lindell said that Tulsi Gabbard was going to come out and expose that that they have the evidence that the machines have been manipulated, and that the CISA, C-I-S-A, they really call it CISA, like Caesar, okay? The way they name these things proves who they are. They think they're Caesar. They think that they are, you know, basically God on earth. That's what they believe. CISA is really Caesar, and they use this to cover up their crimes against us, where they have manipulated machines so that we do not have free and fair elections, right? Anyway, so Tulsi is exposing this about the 2020 election machines this week. Tulsi Gabbard, okay, so this is what she came out with on Benny Johnson and told that the CISA knew that there were vulnerabilities with their election machines before the 2020 election, but they refused to disclose that to the American people. Okay, I want you to see what she has to say here.
Secretary meeting that has stuck with our audience, and they'd really love an update on it, and it's about the 2020 election. And you were talking about the security of that election, and you were telling President Trump that there's been evidence that has been uncovered of potential breaches. I'm not exactly certain, but I'd love a follow-up on this. Here's the moment right here, and perhaps do you have any updates on the 2020 election or anything that you've found, Director?
Point that I was making there in the cabinet meeting was early discovery that I had seen from a whistleblower who came forward, who was working under CISA at that time, which is responsible for critical infrastructure and trying to protect against cyber vulnerabilities, critical infrastructure, including, of course, the integrity of our election systems. And what was interesting was seeing how this whistleblower brought forward information that CISA at that time, the federal government, was aware of vulnerabilities in our election machines, but they chose not to disclose that information to the American people or to the administration at that time. This is an area, of course, of critical importance, once again, for the American people to have faith in the integrity of our elections and that it is their voice that is heard through these elections. We're continuing to investigate this, and when we have information that we are ready to release, you'll hear about it.
Okay, so we're going to be hearing more on the 2020 election and some critical vulnerabilities.
There we go. There we go. I'll go ahead and give you that because that is really important. We have got to get to the bottom of our election systems. And this is why, you know, of course, Mike Lindell has just fought so hard and spent millions and millions and millions of dollars, to expose this. So I'll just go ahead and pop this in here so you guys have a copy of that too. I think that's just so exciting. Okay, I'm going to pop this in election machine bombshell. Okay, so that's about the 2020 election. 2020. I'll just put that in there. All right, so now that's gigantic, and I just applaud again, as always, Mike Lindell. He has taken it on the chin for years and years and years, just about destroyed his business over it. So let's always continue to support him however we can. LindellPlan.com. You can go to MyPillow.com/Melly. Get some of these wonderful products for your friends and family and for yourself. And so here's the link right there. So you can get the code, the discounts with the promo code Melly, and also free shipping with the promo code Melly. So lots of great things that he has always over there. So let's just always support him. My sister-in-law, I just got her a topper, and she's so happy. She says, I can't even believe how great I'm sleeping. She just texted me yesterday. Anyway, so next, they're the best presents, really they are. All right, so now let's go into the subpoenas. This was good news today. Who liked this? Deposition time. Comer, our U.S. representative, issued subpoenas for all of these to answer depositions before the House Oversight Committee. So the first batter up is Bill Barr. Most of these are attorney generals, right? So very interesting. Let's just see. You know, none of them held anyone to an account. And so they're going to have to give an answer as to why. I don't know the questions that they're going to be asked, but I have a feeling they are going to need to get their story straight, get their lies straight, in other words. And it could really be a big, big problem. Now, one of the Patriots, oh my goodness, what is his name? His name escapes me right now. Awakened Outlaw, I think it was, said, because a lot of the Patriots believe that Sessions is good, and he very possibly working on grand juries. That would be so great. What they're saying is that that Jeff Sessions might be the only one of all these. They may all take the fifth, except Jeff Sessions. What do you guys think? We'll find out. We're going to find out. So that would be huge if every one of our attorney generals has to plead the fifth. Do you think that would be a mass start awakening? If everybody's like, what in the heck? All these FBI agents, all these, Jack Smith, federal prosecutor, all these people who are being called to an account, if they all plead the fifth, we'll see. We'll see. You know, we're just asking questions. We're just at subpoenaing you to ask questions. So, you know, not that they're being held to even if they don't plead the fifth before in the subpoena before Congress, because obviously that's not a court of law, they might at the minimum just go, oh, I don't remember. Obfuscate like they always do. That's what I mean by plead the fifth. If they all just say a bunch of nothing and I don't remember kind of stuff, right? And we're over it. We're done with that. We're over that whole way of running our country. And what if the only person we get a straight answer from is Jeff Sessions? And what if he spills the tea? Okay, so we start with Bill Barr on the 18th. That's coming up, not this Monday, but next Monday, within 2 weeks. I'm sure that they've probably known about this. I don't know, but I'm thinking it's time to lawyer up. They better lawyer up. All right, and then Alberto Gonzalez on the 26th, and then Jeff Sessions on the 28th. That's on Thursday, 3 weeks from this Thursday. And then Robert Mueller, I've got Mule on there, but anyway, September 2nd. And then, so every week it's going to be an exposure until the whole House of Cards comes down. So that tells you we've got, you know, this is where we are in this whole saga, in this whole battle of Armageddon, is on the exposure before the entire world. And our job will be, as we always do, yes, me too, I'm F320, I am praying fervently for justice, and we're going to get it. This is what this is all about. We have not come this far not to get justice. No, President Trump, trust President Trump, we're going to get justice. And so we just pray, yes, but we fight and we just trust the plan. But anyway, we know that this all is going to cause this whole House of Cards to fall. You know, you and I, would love to see, just go ahead and arrest them. But the people have to swallow this red pill. And week after week after week, when the truth comes out, bam, 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 I think, and as we share it, that will really make the people ready to have these people charged and arrested. Okay? So, Eric Holder, I'm sorry, let me go back to the one. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, the tarmac girl with Clinton, right? And what she was offered, which we've been told on the board, in order to cover up some of these of Hillary's emails. Eric Holder, who was hand in hand with Obama as his attorney general. Merrick Garland, who was absolutely useless for us, but obviously very good for the covering up the deep state crimes. And of course, FBI Director Comey. Good thing about him is that he's having not only the subpoena, but he's also going to be part of this grand jury investigation down in Florida. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy, right? Who's happy about that? And then, of course, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton on October 9th, and then President Bill Clinton on October 14th. So very good to see that they will be the last batters up, and they will have to be very careful that they get their lies straight. It's going to be an interesting thing. I think that as they are going to likely do, the less they say, the better. You know, they don't want to give away anything. But if Jeff Sessions comes out with it, then what are they going to do? So enjoy the show. Get some more popcorn. All right. Now, you know also that Christopher Wray just was criminally referred to the DOJ for misleading Congress on several issues and making false statements and obstructing. All right. Let's just watch and see what happens, because we've been told on the board, trust Wray. We've also been told, trust Sessions. And time will tell. Was that disinformation? Disinformation is necessary. Was that so to throw off the cabal that, hey, you know, they think he's good, whatever? I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Our Lord Jesus told us, he says, judge nothing before the time, because when our Lord returns, he will make all these things clear. Okay, so we'll find out. And I just don't see how Chris Wray can be trusted, because he definitely misled and lied to Congress. If somebody can tell me, what list are you talking about, JR100? Which list are you talking about? All right. I don't know. What list? The list of subpoenas. He's not on the list of subpoenas, if that's what you're talking about. Christopher Wray is not. Let me go back to that. Here's the list. Here's the post from James Comer. You've got Hillary, Bill Clinton, Merrick Garland, James Comey, William Barr, Bill Barr, Alberto Gonzalez, Jeff Sessions, Robert Mueller, Loretta Lynch, and Eric Holder. So Christopher Wray is not on that list. So it's very interesting that the two FBI directors are Robert Mueller and James Comey, but not Christopher Wray. So anyway, we will watch and enjoy the show. All right, so I think I've told you everything I wanted to say about that. Yeah, so definitely go back and check this video, Annex Declassed, if you haven't watched that already. Now, I've got so many other things to show you, but I want to first tell you something cool that I think will really encourage you about the condition of humanity and what I think is a beautiful connection in God's plan on this. Okay, so I'm going to go way back to the story of Abraham and Sarah. And if you remember, they were not able to conceive, but the Lord had said, you're going to be the father of many nations. Well, Abraham is 100 and Sarah's 90 or something like that. I think that's the ages. Yeah. Bottom line, they're like, this is not working. How do we trust God? There's no way. They can't even do the act anymore. Okay, I'll just say it like that, right? There's no way we can make this happen. We cannot bring in the kingdom of Christ. We can't even have one baby, much less a whole, you know, stars in the sky and sand on the seashore. How are we gonna? This is impossible. But that's the whole point about whatever's impossible for man is possible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And so if you guys know where I'm going with this, don't tell anybody. Keep it a secret, because I don't want to bust the surprise. All right. So this is, you know, God knows the end from the beginning. So he's telling us what his eternal plan is with this amazing story. And so It was very, very real for Abraham and Sarah. And they had a difficult time conceiving. And then later on, Isaac and his wife, Rebecca, have a difficult time conceiving. And then Rachel has a terrible, terrible time conceiving. And so what is that about? And what it is only by the miracle of the Lord do we bring in the kingdom. It's not anything that man can do. God alone. And yes, we're in here fighting. Don't get me wrong. Our part, our role in this is important, but this is a miracle to defeat the powers of darkness, right? Our weapons of war are not carnal, but they're mighty. Our war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We're literally, fighting demons. This takes the spirit of the Lord. This takes the miracle of the Lord. Okay. So, Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the time of which God had spoken to him. Okay, and so Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old as God commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him, and Sarah said, God has made me laugh. And everyone who hears will laugh with me. Everyone who hears that these old people past childbearing years, let's just put it that way, they're not able to do the act. How could they make this happen? Again, it's about the miracle of the Lord, right? And so who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? That's just such a, you just never see such a thing, right? It's impossible. It was impossible, but not with God, right? Anyway, so it tells more about that, but I wanted you to see the other part, which was the thing that you might not know about is that, you probably do, but that Abraham and Sarah decided to do this on their own, and they ended up having, a baby with the servant, Hagar, okay? It's probably pronounced Hagar, whatever her name was. She conceived. No problem. This is well before he was 100. But anyway, so they had a baby. And so this tells you they were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting a long time, just like we've been. And humanity's been waiting for a long time to defeat these criminals. All right. So the thing that I want you to see is that you've got, an impossible situation, but they take the matters into their own hands. And so they've got the Ishmael, who is basically the child of the servant. And I want you to see what it says in the book of Galatians, in the letter to the Galatians. It says, before I read it, I'll tell you what I'll tell you. It's basically that Isaac is the child of the promise. He's the one that is the miracle baby that God had intended. And Ishmael represents the child of the slave. Like humanity has been the slave forever under this criminal cabal, right? We know that, whether it's been under, the Babylonian Empire or the Medes and the Persian Empire or the Greek Empire or the Roman Empire or the, Holy Roman Catholic Empire or now the New World Order. We've always been a slave. And the Bible talks about that when you're a child, you maybe own, have the wealth of your parent, but you're still, until you come of age, then you are still considered a bond servant. You're not really of age at this point. So humanity is coming of age right now. So, but back to, I know I'm going around, but I'm going to do like President Trump does. I'm going to make this point. So there's two sons. Abraham had two sons, one from a slave wife and one from a freeborn wife. The son of the slave wife was born in a human attempt to bring about the fulfillment of God's promise. But the son of the freeborn wife was born as God's own fulfillment of his promise. The two women serve as an illustration of two covenants. The first woman, Hagar, represents Mount Sinai, where people receive the law that enslaves them. And again, think of it on your own personal life, that when you just are trying to please God just by your own human actions, there's no power in that. But when you believe by faith and that God's spirit dwells within you, you have the power to do whatever he's called you to do, okay? It's a difference of the way your relationship with God. Are you a slave mentality with God or are you a son, okay? And so now Jerusalem is like Mount Sinai in Arabia, because she and her children live in slavery to the law. And not only them, but maybe you in your personal life, you've experienced that, you know, that you didn't have any power to, you know, in your life in walking with God because you were just in a slave mentality. And also think of it in the sense of humanity has been in this slave mentality all this time. And now we're a coming of age and going into sonship. Okay, I hope this is making sense. Is this making sense? All right, so the other woman, Sarah, represents the heavenly Jerusalem. She is the free woman, and she is our mother. We are children of faith. We have the same faith as Abraham. We believe God. We believe his promises. That's why you're here, because you want to hear about the promises of God in his word and his promises for his kingdom to come and his will to be done on this earth. We believe God, that he's promised all this, that we would cast these people out and that we will have his kingdom come on this earth. Rejoice, O childless woman who never has given birth. Break into joyful shout, you who have never been in labor, for the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who lives with her husband. In other words, it's another picture of this giving birth. This so much of this is about this birthing of the kingdom, birthing of the children, that they cannot stop his kingdom from coming. They tried it with Sarah and with Rebecca and with Rachel. They tried it with our Lord Jesus. Remember, they tried to kill him. And they were not able to, right? They cannot stop the kingdom from coming. All right, so back to what is the picture between Abraham and Sarah? What is our condition right now? We are in a condition, because I'm writing my new book, The Golden Age. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just feel like I've got to do it. I feel compelled to do one more book about the Golden Age and what that means for all of humanity. And I'm on this one about health. We're between a rock and a hard spot with our health. We're in a bad spot because, you know, that we can't have babies. Between, you know, the testosterone levels for the young men and the women having these very erratic menstrual cycles, then you've got the stress levels and the mental illness, the depression and the autism. You've got the abortion. You've got on and on it goes. And then the financial struggles. And then you've got, you know, they're trying to brainwash them into not having children. I mean, all of this has caused our reproduction rates to plummet. You guys know that. But on just the situation with the young men and young women are almost in the same condition as Abraham and Sarah. We need a miracle baby. We need lots of miracle babies, because all the wonderful answers that we could have as far as getting our wealth back and getting our sovereignty back and getting all these things back is not going to do any good if humanity dies off in just a couple of generations. So I believe the reason I'm telling you this, and this is part of what I'm going to be telling in the book too, is that this story of Abraham and Sarah having this miracle baby recorded in Genesis chapter 21 is a picture of what's happening for humanity, that they have tried to snuff out humanity desperately. The jab was, you know, a big part of that. And I just posted today about how the NIH had, you know, caused all these deaths because of their protocols. Literally, Macquarie admitted that. We desperately need a miracle. We need a miracle so that we can get our testosterone levels back and our menstrual cycles back, so we can make babies. And just like the Lord did a miracle with Abraham and Sarah, he's going to do this miracle for humanity. He has to, or humanity will die off. But this is a picture for us. This is the same thing that Abraham believed by faith. You and I believe by faith the Lord is going to get us there. How y'all like that? Y'all like that? I just think that's so beautiful. I just love when we connect the dots in God's word about his promises. And he's using all these Bible stories that we've known to help us to see what he's going to do. He's going to work a miracle. And we're going to believe God. And remember, it says about Abraham, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. So I just want you guys to know, I'm just so thankful that the Lord helps me to connect these dots. And I'm sure he does the same thing with you. And I'm just so glad that I'm able to share them with you. And I really wanted to tell you how much I appreciate everyone praying for me always, because I think the Lord just kind of whispers in my ear some of these really beautiful nuggets of gold that I get to share with you guys. So did y'all enjoy that? I thought that was super cool. I think that's really fun to get the little nuggets of gold that the Lord tells to us. All right, so if you want to know more about that, again, that's from Genesis chapter 21, and then Galatians chapter, which chapter is this? I want to say 4. Is it 4? Yeah, Galatians 4. It's where it talks about the child of the promise, the child of faith, that this is what humanity is, the child of faith. All right? All right, so, and then I need to find that passage. I'll maybe find that and put it, maybe someone can find that for me. What is that passage where it talks about that the children coming of age and no longer being under the law, but under, coming of age. Someone find that for me and put it in the chat. All right. So if you haven't seen the books, though, this one is The End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace. It's only $2.99 on Amazon. I'll pop the link in here and you can see all the other books. And don't forget, on Saturday, we're going to have our Major Clues for Minor Prophets study like we always do. But yeah, I'm so thankful to be able to connect these biblical dots. This is the good news about end times. I have 3,599 reviews. Yay! Thank you guys for doing that. Who wants to be number 3,600? Go over there and put a review if you've read the book and or if you've watched the videos or whatever, if you know the truth about end times. And that I've explained in this book, and it really helps people to realize, hey, this is some good news. This is the truth about end times. So I'm very, very thankful. You can also get it in paperback as well as the other books. And also the one, here's the one, End Times in 1,000 Major Clues from Minor Prophets. All the Minor Prophets told us. That's the study we're doing on Saturdays and right now. And then the next, I guess we'll do the one of 17 Bible stories. I guess we'll do that too, because all these Bible stories happening before our eyes. This is, I need to add that new one about Abraham and Sarah. All right, so next, I wanted to show you this. I need you guys to tell me, what do you think about this? Oh my goodness, thank you, H. Clay. H. Clay did it. Yay, thank you, H. Clay. Okay, here's the one, Galatians 4:1. It's right there. It was right there the whole time. What I'm saying is that as long as an heir is underage, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. Yay, H. Clay, you're the best. I should have known it was going to be right there. Children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They had to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. And that's the way it was before Christ came. We were all like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. Of course, this is talking about of us now stepping out of being under the law and coming under faith in Christ. But I think it's even bigger than that, because it's talking about all of humanity is going to come of age. Thank you, H. Clay. You're the best. All right, so now, not everybody's the best. I'm sorry. H. Clay, I love you, but you're not my favorite. Okay, y'all are all my favorites. All right. Anyway, so now let's talk about this. What is this? What is this? I said this. Honest question. Does Huckabee believe what he's saying? And is he stupid enough to think that we believe what he's saying? Or is he putting this out there so that we'll red pill the world about what's really going on? You know, this is hard to listen to because it's so frustrating to hear someone say this, but maybe he's doing it for the Streisand effect? Or is he brainwashed? Or is he part of it? I don't know, you guys. I don't know. All I know is this is garbage. Check this out.
I'll tell you this. If Israel is committing genocide, Mark, they're really bad at it. They're terrible at doing genocide, just like they're terrible at doing apartheid. This is the only real democracy in this part of the world where people vote, elect their own officials. They have free speech. They have freedom of movement. It's an extraordinary country. And one of the reasons that America and Israel have such a relationship is because we share the foundations of Western civilization, based, by the way, on a Judeo-Christian moral foundation. They're not perfect, but neither is any other country on earth. But the Israelis do a doggone good job of trying to protect innocent human life. They do an amazing job of trying to prevent collateral damage. And I wish that they would get credit for some of the things their military does to protect Gazans, the civilians. No other country, including the United States, takes the steps they take to try to minimize civilian casualties.
If being bad at doing genocide means killing, injuring, and forcibly disappearing over 10% of Gaza's 2 million residents, and wiping out entire cities while destroying or damaging over 90% of housing units and infrastructure. One can only imagine what being good at it would mean. Ugh. Well, there you go. There you go. There you go. I can't tell you what is going on with that, except that this is the very kind of thing that makes me want to share it and go, what the heck, right? Makes me want to share this and tell people what the heck. Because we've, you know, back in the day, we had to believe whatever was on the news, like a child. But not now. We have the internet. We have people over there who are just regular people who are showing us pictures of what is going on over there. You know, and this is just regular
such
people.
A relationship is because
we you know, this is not some, you know, this is not just one person or 10. This is, you know, people all over the country are doing that. You think he's brainwashed R. Carly? I hope so. And he does sound believable because it sounds like he believes what he's saying. It does sound like, unless he's really a great actor. You know, and he's, I don't know, but all I know is this. it's a big load of garbage is what it is. And, you know, the whole line of this whole droning on of how they do, they're so protected and all that, it's just like, give me a break. I don't know if you think we're stupid. I don't know if you're stupid or if you think we're stupid. We're not stupid. We're not. All right, so, yeah, I don't think it is CGI because I've seen him on, you know, videos in the cabinet meetings or, I don't know, cabinet meetings, but, you know, standing behind President Trump. All right, so I'm gonna post this one. I'm gonna just say Huckabee. So you guys, if you want to share that one, because that's ridiculous right there. Okay, I want you to see that. That just came out. And then, okay, now I know one thing. I trust President Trump. Okay, I trust him. I think that, you know, the one thing I know is I knew none of this until the Great Awakening. When he came down that escalator, all of a sudden, truth started pouring out everywhere. We started finding out all, you know, digging into things. The Spirit of the Lord started working in each one of us, and we started going down every rabbit hole, right? So I know the man's taking a bullet to the head. The man is working very hard to expose this, and everything he posts makes the truth come out. He might even say, Israel's great. Well, that's going to get all over the internet. It's the Streisand effect, right? He will throw something out there and, you know, he knows that we're going to, whether people like him or don't like him, it's going to get us talking about that topic, okay? So here's where he's talking. Someone asks him about this occupation. Are they going to be occupying Gaza as if they're not already? You know, whatever. It's just whatever. Anyway, so listen to the question the person asks, and listen to how President Trump responds. And I just think it's the Streisand effect. So check out what he says.
Israel reoccupying all of Gaza has been suggested by some Israeli officials.
Well, I don't know what the suggestion is. I know that we are there now trying to get people fed. As you know, $60 million was given by the United States fairly recently to supply food and a lot of food, frankly, for the people of Gaza that are obviously not doing too well with the food. And I know Israel's going to help us with that in terms of distribution and also money. We also have the Arab states are going to help us with that in terms of the money and possibly distribution. So that's what I'm focused on. As far as the rest of it, I really can't say. That's going to be pretty much up to Israel. Yeah, please.
Okay. There's a lot there. In the man can say so much within, you know, 49 seconds that it's you know, how do you even unpack all of this? So he's saying, you know, Israel, and I'm going to show you one more thing. I think in the last five seconds, it's the icing on the cake. All right. So he's saying that Israel is going to help with the money and the food distribution. Well, you know what? I just assume not have them controlling the food distribution if they're going to be shooting at me, right? Which you just saw that on Tucker. I shared that on the most recent video where it's Tony Aguilar is exposing what they do. He has video footage of it that he shared on Tucker Carlson. Okay, and we've been sharing that like our hair's on fire, right? He's also talking about Saudi Arabia coming in to help. And so even just this talk about Gaza and doing humanitarian aid and providing food for these people because they're starving. Of course, Netanyahu said, oh, they're not starving. You know, that right there tells you, if nothing else, that these are people that deserve to live. And it's, you know, we can't just starve out an entire group of people. Okay, so now, I would think it'd be great, bring in Saudi Arabia, have them run the food distribution, right? But, well, the unfortunate truth is, when Israel is managing it, and what people just saw on Tucker Carlson that went viral, that is exposing what's going on. This is saving Israel for last, exposing Israel for last, because we know North Korea has already been done. Iran was just done, and now we're down to Israel. Okay, the truth about Israel. And so he's really exposing the last 5 seconds. I want you to hear what he says right here. Oh, no, it's okay. Hang on. Where is it?
What I'm focused on as far as the rest of it, I really can't say. That's going to be pretty much up to Israel.
Okay, that's it. It's going to be pretty much up to Israel. Well, if it's up to Israel, they'll be completely decimated. They'll be killed completely. That's of course against the Geneva Conventions to kill every man, woman, and child, right? And to label them all as enemy combatants. That is against the Geneva Conventions. You cannot say that every man, woman, and child is an enemy combatant. So he's saying this, and he knows that we're going to share this like wild, because, you know, Trump is willing to put himself out there in order to get the truth out. Okay, if I were President Trump, I would not do that. I wouldn't do it that way. But he knows that if he says something that will get our dander up, that people will share it, and it will produce the Streisand effect. So I think that's what's happening. I want you guys to tell me what you think. I'm gonna pop this link right here. So this is the Trump on Israel. Okay, post. Okay, somebody is. Do I see? Okay, hang on. That's the post right there. Now, bam. All right. So did I see someone have a... Okay. Is there... Everything's good? All right. Next. Okay. Candace Owens. I wonder sometimes if she is... Because the way she rails on Trump. And if she is an actor, or if she's, you know, really, really believes what she's saying. And, you know, I don't know. She believes what she's saying. And so she despises Israel. She's looked into it. She knows what they're doing to the poor people of Gaza. She knows that what they've done over the past, you know, however many years, since 19, at least 47, probably since 1913, way back then. And so this is the issue. The issue here is about the, let me see if this is the one. No, not that one. Okay. Not that one. Okay, that's not the one. Okay, this one right here. Okay. The Trump administration said they were going to withhold disaster funding for states who boycott Israel. Again, Streisand effect. This is getting everyone to have hair on fire and to share all this information. Okay, so now he's saying there's no FEMA requirement tied to Israel in any current NOFO. No states have lost funding and no new conditions have been imposed. FEMA grants remain governed by existing law and policy and not political litmus tests. DHS will enforce all anti-discrimination laws. All right, so I think that was actually from FEMA, but they're misleading. The DHS terms and conditions only now remove the section stating boycott means refusing to deal, cutting commercial relations, or otherwise limiting commercial relations specifically with Israeli companies. But it still says that you cannot boycott. Let me see if I can find the actual... Here it is. Here's the actual language from the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. This section in yellow was removed. The discriminatory prohibited boycott means refusing to deal, cutting commercial relations, or otherwise limiting commercial relations specifically with Israeli companies or with companies doing business in or with Israel or authorized by, licensed by, or organized under the laws of Israel to do business. Okay, so it's already... It's got this removed. If you look down here, that section is gone. And now the E moves up to the D down here, okay? But it still has, oh my goodness, I don't think I got the right clip. I think, is it maybe the discriminatory equity ideology has some meaning set forth? Let's see. It's still, maybe it's a little below that. Let me see if I can get If I can make this a little bit smaller. Okay, so it's still, bottom line, the DHS still has language about boycotting in it. So they can still deprive our people who are deserving of FEMA help if they boycott anyone, including Israel, okay? So I wish I had that one little piece. States that boycott Israeli companies will lose disaster funds. Okay. All right, so let me see if I can go back. If someone has a picture of it, let's just do this in real time. Let me see if I can find the actual, because it is misleading. Okay. Because they did make a change to it when everybody came out screaming about it. But now they've, but if you look at it, it's still got this language in it. And it's just too little to read. That is way too little to read. Sorry about that, you guys. I should have grabbed that. Okay, discriminatory. That's the old one. And then they changed it. They updated it. If someone has it, please post it for me. DHS will enforce all anti-discrimination laws and policies, including as it relates to BDS movement. All right. So you're getting mixed messages at the minimum. In the very next breath, you say you'll enforce anti-BDS policies and deny funding to those who engage in discrimination, which you conveniently define as boycotting Israeli companies. Okay, so this has really gotten a lot of people talking about this, too. I mean, how else do you expose Israel except for, you know, putting this out in social media and having us tell the truth about it, okay? That's what our job is. And so I just posted this a little earlier. Maybe I can go find that actual post. But I want you to hear what Candace had to say, because she, you know how she is, she can get so upset about this, because she's saying it is our right as citizens, that as free people, that if we want to boycott someone, we very well can. And she's even going so far as to call President Trump guilty of treason to withhold federal funding from those who've been who deserve FEMA funding just because they choose to boycott Israel. This has been going on for a long time. This has to be exposed, because literally, like in Texas, the way it's been is if you boycott Israel, then you would lose your job as a teacher. And I'm sure that it's not just in Texas that has happened. Anyway, so this is what she's very vehemently opposed to. I want you to hear what she has to say here.
Funding for all the wrong reasons. Again, he's going to deny aid to Americans if they decide they want to boycott Israel. How is that not treason? He is going to deny Americans in need disaster funding if he finds out that that city or state that is in need is boycotting Israel. You might say, actually, morally, we think it is wrong for us to in any way engage with Israel because we are watching them starve children daily. That's your right as an American. Now, all of a sudden, Trump is taking the position, the extraordinary position, that actually it's not your right to do that when it comes to Israel. Of course, you could, if you want today, boycott American companies. But Israel, they're saying you can't do that. Why is that? Because America is not a sovereign nation. And if you are under any illusions that America is a sovereign nation, you need to wake up.
Okay.
Trump right now.
Okay. Yeah. So that was so well said, like she always does. And so, of course, we have the right to boycott whomever we please. And so this is, you know, hugely a huge problem. And again, I just believe that President Trump is willing to take friendly fire to expose this. That's really what, you know, what I believe. I guess my trust in President Trump is pretty much absolute. I just trust that he is working hard to save everybody, whether it's, you know, Ukrainians or Gazans or whoever it is. Okay, so here it is. Here's the revised version. I'm so glad. Thank you, Lord, for helping me find this. Okay, so here's the II section that was not on that other one. Look at this right here. In section 2, I know it's really small. Let me see if I can make it any bigger. Section 2, II, they do not engage in and will not, during the term of this award, engage in a discriminatory prohibited boycott. So even though it's not listing Israel like it is up here in section D, it's saying prohibited boycott. Okay, so that's what I was meaning by it's misleading. Okay, I'm going to move over there, and so you guys can go grab a screenshot of that if you want to. So you see what is the issue and why people have hair on fire, including Candace Owens, who is just such a great spokesman to protect the children who are being literally starved. All right, so of course President Trump is working very hard to try to get food to these people who are starving. And I just showed you the other day on that last video I was showing you, I think it was on this one, where I was showing you how the man just fell to his knees so relieved that he had, was it this one, where he had food provided for him, you know, that the Americans had provided. Anyway, somewhere in this one. Anyway. All right, so Annex D class. Now, let me see if there's anything else I wanted to share with you guys before. Okay, so we talked about that. So what do you guys think? Tell me in the chat what you guys think, because I think this is all exposing it. I think this is what it means by saving Israel for last. Okay, if there's one more. Okay, no, I'm going to do this one. This one is super quick. Interesting discussion. Guys, again, tell me in the comments what you think. President Trump leaves open the door, it appears, that he would run again. Check this out. Very interesting. Unless I run again. Are you going to run again? Probably not. He jokes about, I'd like to run. I want you guys to tell me in the chat, what do you think he's meaning by this? Is he going to have another term? If so, how? Check this.
To the election.
Oh, is that loud? It's breaking my eardrums. Let me see if I can turn this down a little bit. Check this out.
How many revisions downward there were? But let's get back to Texas, because you said you were going to say okay. Something else. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, okay. A record that they say won't be beaten unless I run again.
Are you going to run again?
Probably not.
And you're not going to fire Jay Powell.
Becky, I'd like to run. I have the best poll numbers I've ever had. You know why? Because people love the tariffs, and they love that countries, and they love that foreign countries aren't ripping us off anymore.
For years,
they talk about his poll numbers or whatever. I just wanted you to see about him talking about running. What do you guys think is the issue with that? Okay, I'll give you a few minutes to put it in the chat, and then we'll go back to it. Okay, so before we finish, I want to hear what you have to say. The last thing I was going to show you is this Jim Brewer post. This was hilarious, but it's also something I think would be a great thing for you guys to share with people, because helping them to realize how they're being played and manipulated by the mainstream media, and how they are trying to make you think, oh, we certainly don't believe that, because of just. They don't even give you a chance to listen to what Tulsi Gabbard is saying in this example, because they immediately start railing on her. All right, so I'm going to grab the link, and I will share that. I want you to hear what he has to say.
Not to what she's saying, but listen to how they interrupt and the words they use.
Released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election, concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election.
Doesn't matter.
On December 5th.
We've been listening there to the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, continuing on what has now been a multi-day effort, not only with public statements like this, but release of documents, to attempt to back up the quite extreme allegation. In the attempt to give these extreme allegations, how do you not understand that is dipping in your mind and telling you what to think before you even have a moment to digest the situation? That is no different than I walk in and go, this person is attempting to give these outrageous allegations. And if you can't stand this person or you can't stand the other news, you're already all in. If I'm a liberal, I'm like, yeah, it's crazy allegations. It's just insane. That is called brainwashing. And if you're falling for it, you're being brainwashed. Listen to the words they use to manipulate your thoughts.
I love it. Oh my goodness. He was like excited about that. He's a great spokesperson. So is Candace Owens. I mean, we are just so blessed to have all these people who are really just hitting on all cylinders. Everybody is doing it. And so really, this would be a great one to share too, to help people go, you know, and literally, I was probably about 15 years ago, and I was just Pollyanna. I was just trusting people, and someone did say, you do know that they're manipulating you. And it, like, I'm like, oh. And it just woke me. It was like a slap in the face. It woke me up. I'm like, okay, now I got it. Okay, yeah, I'm getting played like a fiddle. So, you know, it's kind of hard to hear, but at least at that point, you go, wait a minute, I'm going to be much more careful about what and listen for myself and think for myself, right? I just thought that was great. Okay, did you guys have fun? This was everything I had to share today. I just really thought you would like all of those posts. If you're listening on X, go over on Red Pill of the World. I'm going to go ahead. Well, I can't do it. I was going to put the link in the comment section, but that's silly because you got to go to Red Pill of the World and you can go and see all the links that I've shared throughout this video so that you can go and grab all these things and share them, okay? I think that's it. All right, and I'm just so glad that we're here together. We get to share all this great stuff, and I'm going to share that again on another video. Our time was going to completely, it's run out. All right, so don't forget to check out this book if you haven't found out about The Wonderful Truth About End Times. Definitely check into this because it's very, very, very good news for us. It's bad news for the bad guys, and it's 1,000 years of peace for us. And like I said, right here on Melissa Redpill, go to End Times information right there into the audiobooks and you can listen to it for yourself. Tons of great information over there. This is about the books and also about our study guides. And on Saturday morning, there's an audiobook right there and the memes and then our study guide on Saturday morning, wherever that is. This one right here. This is the small group study guide, but there's one about, the one we're doing now is the one about that major clues from minor prophets. And let's just see real super quick before we go, what is the one we're doing this Saturday? We did last week, we did Hosea, emphasis on the ho. You got to check that one out if you haven't seen that one. This Saturday, we're going to do Malachi. Oh yeah, we're going to do Malachi. Malachi is parental, whatever you call that, advised. Parental discretion advised. That one is, yeah. That one's a red pill. All right. So don't forget, do your homework, everybody. Let's pray. Again, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you are the King of the world. You're over all of this and nothing can stop what is coming because this is your plan. And thank you that you are helping us to see through what they're doing. Thank you for these great people like, you know, Jim Brewer and Candace Owens and of course our wonderful President Trump. I just pray that everybody would wake up and realize how they've been played for so long. Thank you that these investigations are going on and that these subpoenas are going to be going on so that this truth is going to come out before the American people, just like a ton of bricks, week after week after week. And Lord, just use us so that we can help people connect the dots about what's really going on, because we know they're going to use every skill, everything in the book, every trick they've ever made up to deceive the people. But we know that it's not going to help, because you're pouring out your spirit on us, and that's how we are able to connect these dots. Thank you for the truth about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. We praise you and thank you that you are going to lead us into this golden age and that you're going to do the miracle, just like with Abraham and Sarah, that they had the miracle baby. We're going to have the miracle babies throughout our world, and humanity will be saved. We thank you. I pray for all the ones on our Freedom Force Battalion. I pray that you would protect them and use them in a mighty way. I pray that you would guide them with your, as you whisper into their hearts and their minds as to what you would have them to do. I pray you protect their health. Lord, I pray that you'd just make them rise up with wings as eagles. I pray that you'd make them run and not grow weary. I pray that you'll make them walk and not faint. We thank you for the promise that we'll live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. If you guys don't know what all those verses, I was actually quoting lots of scripture right there, that this is the promises of God. You're going to love it. Definitely check out also the health page, freedomforce.live/health. All these health links over here. We are going to have our health back. The Bible says that we will will live as long as trees. The Book of Jubilee says that we will return to the old ways, like what RFK is leading us on, and that we will like do the methylene blue, which I'm doing every day. I'm doing the silver solution every day, and I'm detoxing every day. We're doing CD every day so that we have our health back. Our age is reversing. I believe it in Jesus' name. All right, guys, I love you so much, and I'll see you Saturday morning, 10:30 Central, right here. I'm Melissa Redpill. Oh, no, Redpill the world. All right. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.